Lesson 10. Words to the text. Bloom.
Kind.
Sell.
Market.
Wheelbarrow.
Stupid.
Silver.
Button.
Chain.
Pipe.
Condition.
Wheel.
In spite of.
Generous.
Flank.
Wood.
Repair.
Roof.
Hole.
White.
True.
Sack.
Blow.
Lantern.
Ladder.
Hurt.
Ditch.
Set off.
Stormy.
Down.
Goat.
Goat herd.
Funeral.
Procession.
Chief.
Mourner.
Every now and then.
Wipe.
Handkerchief.
Words to the dialogue.
Topic.
Choose.
Be through.
Reread.
Certain. The devoted friend continued. As soon as winter was over and the primroses began to bloom, the miller went to visit little Hans.
Good morning, little Hans,
said the miller.
Good morning, said Hans, smiling from ear to ear. And how have you been all winter? Asked the miller.
Well, really, cried Hans, it is very kind of you to ask. I had a hard time, but now spring has come, and I am quite happy. All my flowers are growing well.
How lovely your primroses are, exclaimed the miller.
Yes, they are very lovely, said Hans. I am going to sell them at the market and buy back my wheelbarrow with the money.
Buy back your wheelbarrow? That means you have sold it. What a stupid thing to do.
Well, you see, I had a bad time last winter, so I first sold the silver buttons of my Sunday coat, and then I sold my silver chain, and then I sold my pipe. Finally, I sold my wheelbarrow. But I am going to buy them all back again now.
Hans, said the miller, I shall give you my wheelbarrow. It is not in very good condition. One side is gone, and there is something wrong with the wheel. But in spite of that, I shall give it to you.
Well, really, it is very generous of you, said little Hans. I have a plank of wood in the house and can easily repair it.
A plank of wood? Said the miller. That is just what I want for my roof. There is a large hole in it and I must mend it. I have given you my wheelbarrow, so you should give me your plank.
Certainly, cried little Hans, and he ran into his house and brought the plank.
And now, as I have given you my wheelbarrow, I am sure you will give me some flowers in return. Here is the basket. Fill it quite full.
Quite full? Said little Hans. It was really a very big basket,
and he knew that he had to pick all his flowers to fill it. He looked sad, but the miller told him that true friends must not be selfish, so little Hans ran and picked all his pretty primroses and filled the miller's basket. "Goodbye, little Hans," said the miller, as he went up the hill with the plank on his shoulder and the big basket in his hand. The next day, the miller came and asked Hans to carry a sack of flour to the market and sell it for him. The day after, he asked him to mend his roof for him. So little Hans did one thing after another for the miller, and the miller said all kinds of beautiful things about friendship. One evening, little Hans was sitting near the fire when he heard a loud knock at the door. It was a very cold night, and a terrible wind was blowing. He ran to the door, and there stood the miller with a lantern in his hands. "Dear little Hans," cried the miller, "my little boy has fallen from a ladder and hurt himself. I am going for the doctor, but he lives so far away, and it is such a bad night, that I have decided to ask you to go instead. You know I am going to give you my wheelbarrow, and you must do something for me in return."
"Certainly," cried little Hans. "I shall start at once, but you must give me your lantern. The night is so dark that I am afraid I may fall into a ditch."
"I am sorry," answered the miller, "but it is my new lantern, and I am afraid something may happen to it."
"Well, never mind, I shall go without it," cried little Hans, and he put on his coat and hat and set off. It was a stormy night. It was so black that little Hans could hardly see anything, and the wind was so strong that he found it difficult to stand on his feet. It was raining harder and harder. Little Hans lost his way. He fell into a deep hole full of water and was drowned. The next day some goatherds found his body and brought it to the cottage. Everybody went to little Hans' funeral. The miller walked at the head of the procession in a long black coat, saying, "I was his best friend, so it's only right that I should be the chief mourner." And every now and then he wiped his eyes with a big handkerchief.
Dialogue.
Homework assignment.
What's the assignment for homework?
We're to learn the poem by heart and prepare for tomorrow's oral composition.
What are the topics?
They are on page 109. There are three topics altogether. We can choose one.
Have you finished the assignment for home reading?
I'm almost through, but the book is so interesting that I'm rereading certain parts.